In the previous video, we talked about creating your profile. I mentioned about having the same profile picture and having, you know, your category of what you do, as well as your bio, and then a link going through to your website. Now, the next thing that you can do is set up these highlights, which is what they're called. So what highlights are is a fixed post for when you do stories, and we'll be going into greater detail as far as stories. But what I recommend you do is that you have your highlights set up for very specific topics. So you can see here, there's living room, did you know? The did you know is a good one. Inspiration, facades, bathroom, and kitchen. Now, your highlight reels can be determined purely on the type of builds that you do and what you're interested in. So that's having your highlights up here. Then you've got your posts. Now you can see here, you've got different elements on here. I'll explain what they are. Another example of setting up your profile, as I mentioned earlier, again, you've got your logo, and you can see here that the emojis and the bio has actually changed quite a bit. So you need to have a look at your business and what resonates with you. The same with the highlights. Again, you've got to look at what your business is doing and what is relevant to your business. So you've got Central Coast, you've got work in progress, inspiration, finished homes, and suppliers. Now, working with suppliers is great, and actually tagging suppliers, because you can see here, the previous one was Beaumont Tiles. Now they get notified that they're being mentioned. And if you put it in their stories, they can actually share that. The way that you set your profile up will be determined by your personality and by the way that you actually run your business. The easiest way to remember all of this is, this is your logo, or your logo with a picture of you. You've got your website link. You've got your Instagram handle, which is basically the same as your Facebook URL. And then you also have your bio, which actually explains what it is that you do. Again, you're making sure that your profile is set up to be a business profile. You're looking at mentioned tagging partners and brands and suppliers, using stories to get in front of more people, and then setting your highlights up. So there are all the different profile elements that you need in your Instagram. In this lesson, there will also be a blank PDF that you can use to map out how you're going to lay out your Instagram profile. And in the next lesson, we're going to be talking about pinned posts and different content types that you can use on Instagram.